Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live. And happy to be here. Had a busy time with our brother from Edwin Maurice Devon. And so we're going to actually dedicate tonight's show to conversations around him and his contributions to the planet. We've got Henrietta Bird, who's on the phone with us already. Welcome to the show, Henrietta.
Thanks, Glenn. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm good. Just had getting off a youth summit call. And so
okay.
I'm doing great and inspired and really, you know, it's interesting because Edwin really did a lot with young people. And so I know tonight's call is going to be also about young people and being inspired. But as our tradition, Henrietta, would you lead us in the declaration of the International Black Summit?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Thank you.
The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. Cherry Hill, New Jersey, August 11, 2012. New York, Queens, New York, August 11th, 2012. Above, below, north, south, east, and west, within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And it's interesting that you said August 11th, because August 11th, today's actually the 12th. But in honor of our departed friend, colleague, and partner in the world of transformation, you know, I think it's completely fitting that we mark that date, the 11th, which was his homecoming. So we've got a couple hands up. If you like to talk. We've got three people with their hands up. You press a one, and I'll have an indicator to bring you on air. So we've got a couple people, so let's go straight to the air. Again, tonight is about the honoring of Mr. Edwin Maurice Devon, a true champion of community, a champion of young people as a music teacher. His access to transformation was through music, and he had just a marvelous homecoming.
Oh my goodness! It was wonderful.
It was just magnificent. When I think about the mega brothers that were out there, when I think about the marching band that was out there, the school district, the International Black Summit, there were so many different pieces of community that Edwin championed. And, of course, family was there and, you know, full partnership in that. So without any further ado, let's get to some of the callers. Caller 973-851, go ahead. You're live on the air.
That would be Jonathan. How y'all doing? I'm glad to be on the call. Just wanted to share my experience with Edwin and with yesterday. Edwin was a dear friend of mine. We met about 3 years ago at his house at a summit share. He pulled me into the inner circle of the summit conversation, and we were in contact very often. Me and my wife, Niamo, had a few opportunities to go down there and spend time with him and his wife, Claire. Me and him went on a couple short trips to Atlantic City. He was a photographer, an accomplished photographer. He was photographing my 4-year class reunion, and I was very professional. Everybody loved him there. He also shot a event, the AC/DC Connection, which is an annual event we have in Atlantic City, people who live in Washington and the Atlantic City area. And me and him did that. We were together in Birmingham. We spent a lot of time. We had he brought me on board on the host team, I guess back in March or April, and I was able to participate through his invitation and introduction onto the host team. And we were together in Birmingham. When I got the information, needless to say, I was floored. And his going home celebration, I was sharing with my wife today, was one of the best going home celebrations I've ever had an opportunity to witness. It was awe-inspiring to see the outpouring of love that people expressed for this brother from all aspects of his life, starting with his growing up on Larchwood Avenue in Philadelphia. His brother's from Fayetteville State, North Carolina. He's from his junior high school, from his high school. I mean, everywhere Edwin went, you know, he touched our lives, and it was manifested yesterday at this event. I mean, to have 1,000 people take time out from their busy schedules to come and give homage to this brother was just a testament to how he lived his life. And we were all blessed to have been in his presence for the time that we were. He will definitely be missed, but we hold him dear in our hearts forever. We love you, Edwin.
Thank you. And it really is a testament to the communities that were impacted by Mr. Edwin Maurice Devon. In some circles they call him Gold Boot. Some circles he's Black Love. You know, he was many things to many people, and all positive and all transformative. And the outpouring of love was evident yesterday. I'm gonna go to the next caller. 856-571. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Yes. My name is Kevin. That was my line brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I'm sitting here, but I have my grandson here, too, so he's sort of kind of climbing all over me while I'm talking. But I just wanted to express... Am I still connected?
Yeah, you're still connected, Kevin.
Okay, because I keep doing something with my phone. Again, that was my line, brother. We met over some 20 years ago. We were colleagues, you know, at our high school where we both worked. And right away, that brother, you know, because Ed was kind of quirky. And... you know, I remember saying to one of our other friends, "Man, this dude is out there, man." But you know what? He's a laugh a minute, and very hyper. So we just you know, that relationship just sort of blossomed. And at the time, I didn't realize that he was also interested in becoming a member of Omega Psi Phi, which I was as well. And we struck up a conversation, and next thing I know, we were both online to become members of the greatest fraternity on the planet, as was evidenced yesterday at his homegoing service. But Ed, you know, Hustler, Cat was not traditional in the sense that, you know, you would look at him and go, okay, you know, you look at him and go, I don't know, I can't really pinpoint this dude, you know, until you get a chance to talk to him. And then you would understand the depth of who he was as an individual and his perspectives, you know, on life. I don't know how much time you've given us, but I wanted to call in just to, you know, it was very difficult for me, you know, because we traveled a road that not everybody traveled as Lime Brothers. And our experiences in that process, you know, is not unique to all, you know, to friendships in general. So I really appreciated his, because there were many times when he had to keep me up, keep me focused, keep me dialed into what we were doing, and even afterwards, you know, just the conversation that we would have about different things. We both got on each other, and we both, you know, uplifted each other at times, but I'm just going to miss his spirit, man. I'm going to miss his spirit greatly. And our travels through fraternity functions and just regular general stuff, you know what I mean? Hanging out with him sometimes, you know, just drinking a beer or, you know, like I said, talking on the phone. You know, and enjoy. And, you know, sometimes you know, those friendships are hard to have and maintain. But with Ed, it wasn't hard at all. So, I'm going to figure out a way to carry that legacy that he left on in my own life. And, you know, I just, you know, I wish that a lot of people didn't know him, but, you know, and I guess God decided that he touched enough folks who can go out and touch other folks in a similar manner. So I'm just, you know, this tribute is a blessing and, you know, bless you guys for having this moment for you. So I don't know,
you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
But those are my sentiments.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Kevin. I appreciate that.
All right. Y'all have a great evening, and God bless you.
God bless you. You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
We're going to bring another caller on the air, 856-361. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, my name is Stephen Williams. I met Mr. Devine my freshman year in high school back in 2005. And I attended Florida University. And the last time I remember, you know, talking to him, we were trying to work on getting a couple of the high school kids who just graduated to school. You know, one of them we sent off to Miles College in Alabama, the other one to Texas Southern in Houston. And, you know, the funny thing about him, you know, our biggest thing was to help these kids, you know, get to school and get an education, to come back, you know, and share what they learned, you know, and their life experiences. So, now working close with him for the last 2 months or so, while I'm home for summer break, and you know, he was getting ready to step down from his position at, you know, the marching band. So working close with him, paperwork, you know, just talking, and slated, you know, to take over next year. So, you know, just calling to share a little bit, you know, great man. The whole thing was about the marching band. So, yeah. Everyone was going to see.
I've got to tell you that he's created quite a legacy And I know that if he was training you, that you're the right person for that position. To fill it and to take it to another level. And I know that what he would want is for you to take it to the next level.
Right.
You know, because he has served massive amounts of young people. He's inspired them through music. He's inspired people watching the band to be part of the band, to have the integrity and the willpower to and the stick-to-itiveness to be part of that band. And so I know that was what he saw in you. And so I'm confident that you'll continue that legacy that he's created of community service inside of the marching band. I got to say, I was moved to tears a couple of times yesterday. One is when you guys came in and you shook the hands of the family. That was one of the moments for me. The other moment was when you guys were outside when everybody came out and you were playing, and it just breathtaking. And then to come to the ceremony, the cemetery, and then to play, what a send-off. What a send-off. What a send-off. So, as I said, I've been moved to tears inside of the conversation, inside of the dedication and the love that you had for Mrs. Devon. So, I had the opportunity to work with him, not with the marching band, but I knew the love for the marching band, and thank you for taking him on, working with him, and being the transition for the next era of marching band. So thank you for your work that you've done and that you'll continue to do in the future.
No problem.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right. God bless.
God bless you. And you can stay on the line if you like. I'll leave your mic open, so if you want to add anything else, you can.
Okay.
All right. Very good. The next caller. And you might have to put your phone on mute. Steven? You might have to put your phone on mute. Yeah, good. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
The next caller, 856-345, go ahead. You're live on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. Yes, hi, my name is Ronald Torres. I'm trombone player for the Camden High Marching Band. I'm also a drum major in training. I met Devon my freshman year of high school. I didn't really know much about marching band. He kind of, walked me through the steps, and it was hard for me to get used to marching band, but, he told me it's going to be all right. You're going to get used to it, and, just keep on doing it. So I continued doing marching band. I began to like it, and I love marching band. So a couple of weeks ago, we were starting to get stuff ready for band camp and, getting everything straight for the school year and band camp season to begin. Last time I talked to him was Saturday. I was asking him which whistle should I buy, and last thing he said to me was, start working on the whistle because I want to hear you play it. I want to hear you blow that whistle. So we played at the funeral. It was kind of hard for me to see him there because when all went down and he was the only one of the main people that motivated me to keep on with the drum major training position, and, he just led me in the right direction. He's helped a lot of people in my band, and he's just pushing all of us forward. And even though he was sick, his last couple of wishes was to get a couple of kids to college, and that's what happened. We got them to college. So we played at the funeral, and the funeral was for Mr. Devon, so we just went all out for him. I just want to say, rest in peace, Mr. Devon. From now on, you're going to hear us from heaven.
Absolutely.
I also have another member of the marching band. He's also a drum major in training. So I'm going to give him the phone.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. And thank you for your contribution.
Okay.
Hello.
You're out live on the air.
My name is Richard Williams. I'm a sophomore saxophone section in marching band. I met Mr. Devon last year for the first marching band practice of the new season. I walked in the band room, and the first thing he told me to do was to pick up all the trash in the band room. And after I did it, I picked up all the trash. It was a lot of trash. After I picked up all the trash, he told me, I just wanted to see if he was dedicated, to see if he would show up for the rest of the season. And I knew from there on out that, you know, he was real respectable. He was always up front. He never beat around the bush. If he had something to tell you, he would tell you. And he was one of the people who decided to push me to run to be one of the drum majors in training. And no matter what, he never lost faith in me. He's always been helping out. Even when I wasn't a drum major in training, during the regular season, I was in the saxophone section. And he was always pushing me and everybody else in the band to be great. Without him, a lot of people who are in college now from the marching band probably would not even be there. He got a lot of people in college, helped out a lot of people in the city of Camden. It's crazy. And then he was just a really great man. He will always make us laugh after a bad performance. No matter what happened, he was always there to lift up our spirits, make us feel a lot better. So I just called in with Ronald to say, you know, rest in peace with Devon. Everything from here on out, see you.
Thank you for all of what you guys did, because like I said, it was amazing, and do not let his legacy die. So he was a role model. He was a role model for what was going for what you just mentioned. For having people go to class and get in college and to be better than to motivate them. And so I ask that you continue in his legacy and do that. So, you know, that's the opportunity. So thank you guys for calling in.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Got another caller, 609-504. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Bill Barksdale. Member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity. Ed was one of my fraternity brothers and also worked on with him with our website, Omega Hotspots, where we try to keep all the members of Omega Psi Phi connected across the world. You still there?
Awesome.
Hello?
That's why he got... that designation gold boot, right?
Yeah, well, he came in when I first met him. Like, he was a music teacher, like everyone's telling, but he was like the timekeeper. He was like a drummer, even though he played the sax, but he kept everybody moving in the right direction, which was a positive direction. When he first came to fraternity, he's like, I got this. I got a mission. I mean, he was on a mission of connecting all the brothers across the country or across the world. And I was like, how are you going to do that? And then you brand new, he just said, I got this, like with such a confidence that I knew he could do it. So he did it. He connected all the brothers. But it wasn't just the brothers. I mean, he connected so many people. I just want to tell a little story about Mr. Ed Devon outside of the fraternity. Is that my goddaughter was going to Hampton, and one day she posted something sad, like she was struggling in college. Ed didn't know her, but he saw that note, friended her, and every week he posted a positive comment about you're going to be okay, you're going to graduate, you're going to finish. And she called me last week, like, crying, and she said, I never met this man, but he's the reason I graduated from college.
Wow.
He got me through so many days, and, I mean, it was just a note, but Ed was doing that for everybody. It wasn't, like, just a fraternity. It wasn't just for Camden High. It wasn't for Philly. I mean, he was to the point that he was making a difference in people's lives around the world. I mean, I got a call last week for a guy in the Army. He said, you know what? He sent me a package while I was in Iraq. That's a frat package. You know, he said it meant so much to all the brothers in Iraq, and it was so touching. Nobody asked him to do it. He just did it, you know. That's the way Ed was.
Ed was very generous. I mean, he was generous with his love for people. He was generous with his energy. He was generous with all aspects of himself. I mean, I think his, I can't remember if she was his aunt or his cousin, but she spoke, Miss Maureen Harris, spoke at the funeral. And she talked about him like the ever-ready bunny, always on the go. And he's been always that way, and he was that way with the International Black Summit. I mean,
we actually filmed the entire session, and I need to contact with someone from the International Black Summit to get your piece to you. So I'm not exactly sure how I did. Ed a couple years ago invited me to the Baltimore. He said the Baltimore Summit. He said this is something that you need to be involved in. I just can't do it nationally and go to all the meetings during the summer. But he said, this is where you needed to be. And that weekend was one of the best weekends of my life, where you just sat down and you internalized who you are, where you are, and where you're going. I don't know a lot of people actually know about the International Black Summit, but it's one of those things that can really change your life. I mean, it got me there in Baltimore, and just in that 2 days, it really made me sit down and prioritize, and not really prioritize, just think about who I am and where I'm going, get my ancestry, my roots, how I contributed, and how I can make this world a better place.
Absolutely. You know, so. Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, that's who the essence of Edwin was, is about moving people forward, about giving something positive, giving taking a spin of it. You know, what we talk about at the International Black Summit is providing a vision, you know, like really getting clear what your purpose and what your vision is. And Edwin was clear about it. Edwin was clear what his mission was, what his purpose on the planet was, and he really took it.
Ed's vision was that he knew who needed to be where and why. I mean, that's an amazing task. Like, he just knew that things were going to get done if he put his name on it or told you to go somewhere. You didn't question it. You kind of like, if Ed said it, all right, I know it's a reason behind it. He wouldn't tell you the reason, but he was able, just like when I guess like his best friend at the funeral was talking about, like, Ed said, you got to go home this weekend. He didn't know why he had to take his friend home, but his grandmother was dying the next day. That was like, God was always using Ed in a positive light like that. We didn't understand why we need to be somewhere, but I guess God was speaking to him at all times, and his vision was clear enough that he could hear from God, you know, and that's where everyone needs to be in their life.
Well, you know, we spend quite a bit of time at the International Black Summit actually doing that, and what we call it is clearing. And so what the opportunity is to clear yourself so that you can listen for what God or Spirit is telling you, you know.
Yes.
Edwin has been inside of this conversation for a while and gotten quite a bit of mastery around being able to listen to his spirit. Just wanted to, I'm going to do a little announcement and let people know that we have a website. The International Black Summit has a website, www.blacksummit.org. And we've got some of the information that that we're sharing about at this point in time.
Is this show going to be later? Are you going to podcast it, or are you saving it, or is it just this one call-in show? Because I like to listen to it later on and hear everybody's comments. I'm sure I will learn something from that.
Very good. Thank you. Absolutely. It actually is saved. We're part of Blog Talk Radio, and so if you go to the website, www.blacksummit.org, there's a spot on it that will give you a link into the Blog Talk Radio show, and these shows are recorded. We had a tribute on Tuesday for the people, mostly from the people who were – are the facilitators for the International Black Summit. So I invite you to listen to that one as well.
And
we did this show to, specifically for the people who were in attendance at the funeral, at the homecoming service yesterday, to really give them an opportunity to share and to share and to speak to.
I have one other comment before I go. Is one of Ed's last things, he sent two kids down to college, one in Houston and one in Alabama. Neither kid had any money when they left, and Ed made it his mission to say these kids were going to be okay. Right now they're staying with fraternity brothers down there, but their college isn't paid and their parents don't have any money. So next week we're going to send a request out. If people could just pay $50 or $100, we're going to send the kids information right directly to the college. We don't want the money, but I think it would be a great honor or tribute to Ed's legacy if we could find a way across the country with all the different organizations that we involved that we can completely pay these kids college tuition 4 years now. I mean, you're talking about 100,000 people kind of like giving a dollar or 10,000 people giving $10, you know, that type of thing.
Exactly.
That would do
exactly.
it.
What I'm gonna ask you to do then is to go to that website and post something.
I'm a member of the website. I logged in earlier today. I'm online right now.
Put a message on that website stating what you just said, and let people give people information of how they can send the information in. So see, again, this is what we're about. We're here to do this kind of work. This is the work that we long for. This is the work that we want to do. This is the work that we're interested in doing. We're interested
yes.
in empowering and inspiring people to do things in their community. And we do that all over the world. You know, we've been
yeah.
to Africa, we've been to Brazil, yeah. we've been to, you know,
mm-hmm.
Canada, Jamaica, you know, different places around the planet. And so our mission, our goal is to really have people be fulfilled inside
yeah.
of their vision. You know.
All right. I want to just thank you. And Ed was truly remarkable, man. And I truly miss him. And I couldn't stop crying for the first 2 days, man. It's just
sure.
That's a big loss. Just not as a fraternity brother, just as a friend and just someone you could count on. I mean, and I guess that's kind of selfish that everybody drew from him, but I'm not sure how many people gave back the other way around, you know. And that's, I'm trying to make sure I'm trying to give something back now to him. I know it's a little late, but
it's never too late. It's the perfect time. See,
yeah.
He was who he was so that you can be who you are. And
yes.
I invite you to keep looking at what it is that you can now do and who you can inspire, you know, because Edwin Maurice Devon created a model, created an opportunity, created a possibility for us to model ourselves and to take pieces of that, of his essence into our lives so that we can then enrich the people in our lives.
Yes. Okay.
So,
and what's
so,
your name?
So use it. My name is Glenn Greenwich.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm a facilitator and I work with the Youth Summit. So I'm a facilitator for the Youth Summit. We have the
I met you down there in Baltimore, and I remember who you are. I met you down in Baltimore as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
So just I invite you to keep looking and keep creating the legacy that Mrs. Devon created and inspired in you. Because it's really, you know, the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for the participants to bring into being their vision for the black community in the world. So I invite you, as Edwin did, to look for yourself as what that is and to really move it forward, whatever you see. Because, you know, the thing that we say at the summit and that Edwin was so present to, if you see it, it's yours to do.
Yes.
Because not everybody sees what you see. And if you're out, and this is not just a one-on-one conversation. So all of you listeners that are out there, if there's something that you see that needs to be done in your community, you know, on your job, in your family, you know, with your neighbors, if there's something that you see to do, it's up to you to step forward and make it happen, because more than likely, nobody else sees it but you.
That's correct.
You know, and Mr.
Okay,
Devon,
thank you, Ben.
You're welcome. Mr. Devon was he saw it, and he wasn't afraid to step up to it, and that's why the people showed up the way they showed up yesterday. You know, in
okay.
his honor. Absolutely.
All right,
so,
I should have the DVD out to you of the funeral probably by early next week, and y'all can use it any way you need to for your services.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Thank you
okay.
for all the work that you've been doing.
All right, I'll talk to you later on.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Glenn.
Yes.
The gentleman that just spoke, if he could email his information to us at probably if he would send it to I Forgive For Me, all letters, I Forgive For Me at gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay. And I just wanted to say this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And this is our second special edition for honoring the legacy of one of the newest ancestors in the summit, Mr. Ed Devon. And we invite you to call in. Our call-in number is 646-716-9827. You can listen by going to blacksummit.org. and clicking on talk show. And you, like Glenn said earlier, you would also be able to hear the tribute from the facilitator body and the leadership body, which was held on August 7th, last Tuesday. And you just click on talk show, and the latest talk show will be the one that you hear, and they're listed in line, you know, one behind the other. So, you know, please join us in this tribute to Mr. Ed Devon and call in. We're here for the next 23 minutes and share your love for Mr. Devon. Just wanted to let you know that at the end of the yesterday, at the end of the repast, the summit body, the people who were there, you know, spent some time with Ed's mother, sharing stories with her. And after the summit body, you know, left there, then they went and they spent time with Ed's wonderful wife, who's another part of the International Black Summit. And everybody will remember Clara because she was our, how do we call her? Our fearless leader on the talk show team for many years. And Clara is doing well. She is resting. But she's doing well. She has a lot of love around her and is, you know, making the adjustments. So we ask that you please continue to send her love and light and keep her in your prayers, you know, along with her mom, is by her side, and her best friend, and, you know, there are those of us who are, you know, in the summit who are just keeping her surrounded with as much love as we possibly can. So we ask and know that the Omegas have done the same thing. They just came in and took over as far as the food was concerned. I mean, just in so many, many different ways. So we really appreciate and Clara really appreciates the love that her friends and her family and Ed's Omega family, Ed and Clara's Summit family have shown to her, the wonderful cards and flowers and plants and, you know, just different phone calls. And, you know, it's going to take her a minute to get back to everybody. So, you know, just know that she is getting all the messages and she is, you know, little by little taking time to acknowledge, you know, she will acknowledge everyone at another date, but just so you know that she is resting and has a lot, you know, a lot to do as far as adjusting. So we thank God for everybody who has shown their love and support. And I was looking at the program from yesterday, and, you know, Clara and one of Ed's brothers and I think it's Ed's mom, the three of them, Claire was sharing how they put together everything. And, I mean, it was just such a wonderful space that was held for the service yesterday. Ed made his transition on Monday, August 6th, and the service was August 11th. And just in that period of time, this wonderful, wonderful program was put together. The program started off with, you know, the traditional service with scriptures and prayer and a musical selection from a wonderful choir that was the request of Ed's father, the Sanctuary Choir of the Penn Memorial Baptist Church. PNPINN Memorial Baptist Church in Philadelphia. And before the service began, the Omega, the men, the brothers of Omega Psi Phi did you know, did what they do. It was just a wonderful expression, you know, from the fraternity. They one of the comments that we received was from Susan Shelton. You know, she's one of the facilitators. She said, "I've never been to a homegoing service of an Omega that the Omegas did not show up in full force." And that is exactly what we experienced on yesterday. We have different people were trying to count, but the men kept, they just kept coming and kept coming until they surrounded the sanctuary. I'm not sure how many people the church holds, but it was just a wonderful expression of love from the Omegas and their, you know, their traditional ceremony when someone moves into the Omega chapter. And it began with the Omegas, and then it moved into traditional service with the scriptures, with the prayer, with the musical selection, the acknowledgement. That was all done by family members. The young lady that you were speaking of earlier was or is Ed's cousin, but probably more like a sister, I've been told, you know, to Ed. Ed has two brothers. And so the information that was given, you know, like firsthand information, because she'd grown up with them. You know, really is a cousin, but close like a sister. And the tributes, you know, there were tributes from the Camden School District, you know, and some family members, Omega Psi Phi and the International Black Summit, which shared, you know, the declaration of the International Black Summit during the service, along with the song that we sing, the Summit Body sings every time we do the declaration. We always sing a song by Ricky Byers, which is "I Release and I Let Go," and it's a traditional, you know, it's a tradition of ours in the summit. And so everybody who was there to share with Ed Homegoing participated in the declaration and in that song. So it was a wonderful tribute. There was another wonderful selection, a musical selection by Mrs. Karen McCree, and just, you know, like breathtaking. The music was just wonderful. We Shall Behold Him was the song that she sang, and it just got better and better. Reverend Marshall Mitchell did the eulogy, and the closing prayer was Dr. Chapman. And so, as Glenn spoke earlier, when we walked out of the church, there was Ed's band, you know, which was my understanding, there was a group of students from several bands that were, you know, that combined and performed on yesterday. So they were there playing, you know, different songs as we got into our cars and headed toward the cemetery. And after we had the services, we had the experience of the Graveside service, the band was there again to perform. And they performed 3 or 4 numbers. And one of the numbers that just like Glenn said earlier, just had you in tears was, it's an old traditional song, I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me. It's the way, you know, those are the traditional lyrics, but they changed the lyrics. I'm so glad Mr. Divine helped me. But it was to the tune of I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me. And the band sang as they performed. It was just, oh my goodness, it was just wonderful. And they played 3 or 4 songs, which had everyone, you know, leave the cemetery in a real uplifted, you know, frame of mind, a state of consciousness, which is different, you know, and unique, as Ed was a unique individual. So we are truly grateful to the members of the band yesterday and the sponsors and the people who have called in tonight, the different support that we received from all the different groups, you know, the wonderful people in the International Black Summit who came by to support and continue to support Clara. We do invite you to our website, blacksummit.org, and in a week or so, you'll see the information for the annual event, which is in Ottawa, Canada, next year, and it's always the first weekend in August. It begins on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, but because of Ed's transition, most of the information on the website is about Ed at this time. So, you know, after we make it through this adjustment, then you will be able to see, you know, and get information about attending the summit, the International Black Summit. Glenn, back to you.
Great, thank you. We've got about 10 more minutes. We've got one caller in the queue. And if you'd like to get in and say something, press 1 and you'll be recognized, and we'll bring you onto the call, and you can say what you'd like to just share to magnificent life of Mr. Edwin Maurice Devon. 7-7-0. What happened here? I just lost somebody. Okay. So if you'd like to call in, 757-329, go ahead, you're live on the air.
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
How you doing? I just want to say a few things about Ed, and I'm going to turn it back over to the show. I have a pleasure to meet him at Baltimore Summit back 2010, and I find him very, he loves his community. He
He believes always help out the young ones, young ones in our community. And always, what I find about him, when he sees something good in you, he stays on it. And he always, I know for me, he always encourages me. You know, I'm talking about I want to have my own show. And he said, you know, that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. You know, serve the community. And he just a beautiful, beautiful brother, you know. And he will sorely be missed. That's all I need to say. Thank you.
Great, great. Thank you. Thank you. So we've got a couple, about 8 minutes left. If you're listening through the internet, you still have some lines that are available, 646-716-9827. Call in and press 1, and we can get you on the air and let you speak to your relationship to someone, a great man who's no longer with us, but his presence will live in our memory. Certainly will be in mine and in my heart. And I love the picture that was used. I mean, you've got Edwin with that classic smile. I mean, he's just, you know, just a lovely, lovely soul. That's, you know, so that picture really, really captures the beauty of Mr. Edwin Maurice Devon, who I've had the pleasure of being around. Numerous summits and planning meetings and retreats, facilitator retreats. And, you know, the thing I want to say about Edwin is that he was about service. He was about service. And he and I were kindred spirits around that conversation. And oftentimes we would look to see how we could serve and take care of the people around us, and Edwin was all that, and a bag of chips, as they would say. 973-851, go ahead, you're live on the air.
Yeah. Would that be me? This is Jonathan again.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to share, the brother was talking about his college students. We went to Edwin's Facebook site, and it's still alive and popping. I mean, people are posting all the time. My brother had posted about two kids, one in Houston and one in Birmingham. And the fact that the one in Birmingham, Ed had convinced to get on the plane, even though the kid had no money, didn't know where he was going to stay at, he convinced him to go out there on faith. So one of his fraternity brother said, put the call out for them to contribute to this brother. And I had sent him a package. I sent it on Friday with all pens and computer paper, staplers, all kinds of stuff that you might need as a freshman in college, you know. If you don't have much money, it could be a burden to get. And I spoke to the kid, his name is Charles Bell from Camden High School, and he was getting calls from everybody. So we know that Ed's spirit is at work, even though he's not with us. I would take issue with that. He is with us in a big way, and will always be with us.
Absolutely. Is, you know, what I've been telling to a lot of the folks that are calling in is that we have an opportunity to now continue his legacy and continue the things that he was doing.
Yes.
And opportunities for us to look to see what is it that we can contribute to our community, to our families, friends, schools. You know, because Edwin contributed to everything that he touched. You know, his neighborhood, his school that he worked in, anybody.
The Camden community. We didn't mention how much they showed up too. They were a lot of people with homegoing from Camden, the city of Camden, who appreciate what Ed had did.
Even folks from his high school that he'd still been in touch with.
Yeah. Yes,
you know,
yes.
I mean, it was just an amazing outpouring. We are going to miss some of the groups of people that came out to contribute and to make a difference in his homecoming, because
Ed made a difference in theirs. And, you know, as I said earlier, we named it, his name to us in the International Summit family was Black Love, because that really depicted who he was and who he stood for. He was about Black love through and through, you know, from the top of his head to his toenails. I mean, that's who he was. And he was always wanted to, you know, we'd go to, you know, again, as I said, we've gone to all these cities around the world, around the nation, around North America, and Ed would always look for the black-owned business to support. He says, yeah, this business is good and the food is good here, but we, you know, we got to go and support the black businesses, and we did. And Ed was always the, he would always do like a little, he was like a scouting party. He'd go out and scout it out and find out where the black businesses were, check out the food, and make sure that we had an opportunity to, as I'm going to date myself, so that we could grease.
Hello.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to miss him. Going to miss him.
Yes,
Ed, Maurice, Devon, Gold Boot, Black Love.
Eddie D, Ed, whatever.
You know, whatever you want to name him, because he had many names, but they all pointed back to love. Love for mankind. Amen.
I like to thank the International Black Summit Talk Show for giving people an opportunity to share their experiences with Ed. I really liked hearing from his Omega brothers and his students in particular. And this won't be the last time he'll be mentioned. We'll be singing his song for a long time to come. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left. If anyone would like to get in and just say a few words in closing, press 1 and we'll recognize you and bring you on live, because this is really about this is Ed's experience, Ed's contribution, you know, what he shifted in your life.
Glenn.
Yes.
Glenn, on the Black Summit website, Brother Haru Anu, he submitted about 80 pictures from the summit in Birmingham. And for those of you who would like to take a look at those pictures, Ed's pictures are number 261, 262, and 263. So you can get a look at who we've been talking about and who we've been honoring. 261, 262, and 263, those are photographs of Ed, and you'll see him throughout the rest of the pictures also.
We've got one more caller. Let me see if I can get them in. 609-828. Go ahead. You got about 30 seconds.
Yes. My name is Kyle Stevens. I was one of the Devon's fraternity brothers from Omega Psi Phi, and I only knew him a very short time. And I was telling someone about where I went yesterday, and I said, and I think this theme has been going all around, is that we lost a great person, not only in our fraternity, but, you know, worldwide. We just lost a great soldier, a great person. And those type of people rarely come around, and I just wanted to call in and put that out.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. You're absolutely right. A great man, a great legacy, and again, we've got the opportunity to take from him his essence and continue that, and that would be an honor and dedication to his legacy. So we've
got
about 2 seconds. Listen, we love you. Good night. Thank you for calling in and sharing. Thank you for listening. This is recorded. Go to the Black Summit, www.blacksummit.org. We love you. We thank you. We honor Mr. Edwin Maurice Devon for all of his contributions. Good night, and God bless.
God bless.